The Lost Chord is a production of the Classical Network. Funding for this program is provided in part by the Frank and Lydia Bergen Foundation and by listener members like you. Become a member at wwfm.org. Thank you. Greetings, and welcome to The Lost Chord, a weekly program of unusual and neglected repertoire. I'm Ross Amico, and I sincerely hope you'll stay with me for the next hour as we listen to music inspired by the writings of Alexandre Dumas. The Lost Sword is what we call this week's program. When I speak of Alexandre Dumas, I mean the father, of course, not the son, whose novel, The Lady of the Camellias, was adapted into the play Camille, which in turn inspired Verdi's La Traviata. No, I'm speaking of Dumas père, the author of The Three Musketeers, The Count of Monte Cristo, and innumerable historical adventures. Before he became a prolific novelist, Dumas met with his first spectacular success writing for the stage. The tragedy Caligula, written in 1837, was not his biggest hit. According to Dumas, his intention was to portray, quote, the struggle of paganism in its death throes and of the birth of faith, end quote. Dumas' son reluctantly spearheaded a revival in 1888, for which Gabriel Fauré provided the incidental music. Here's the Alice Bourbon Vocal Ensemble and the Capitole of Toulouse Orchestra under the direction of Michel Plasson. This music from Caligula.
Thank you.
Music dating from 1888 by Gabriel Fauré. Written for a revival of Alexandre Dumas' 1837 stage play, Caligula. We've heard the Alice Bourbon vocal ensemble in the Capitol of Toulouse Orchestra, conducted by Michel Plasson. While Dumas rose to prominence as a playwright, it is of course his novels of historical adventure which endure. The best known of these is The Three Musketeers. You'd think that the swashbuckling antics of the four protagonists would have inspired some wonderful symphonic poems, or at least an overture, but it seems the most substantial music written for the master swordsman was for the many screen adaptations. A missed opportunity, I say. We'll have to make do with this test piece, written for a gathering of bands at the 1953 British Open Championship at Bellevue, Manchester. It's in four movements: Aramis the Student, Athos, Poet and Lover, Porthos, the Good Companion, and D'Artagnan, Soldier of Fortune. Here's the Black Dyke Mills Band, under the direction of Derek Broadbent. The Three Musketeers, by George William Hesp. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Music for Symphonic Band from 1953 by George William Hesp. That was the suite The Three Musketeers. We've heard the Black Dyke Mills Band under the direction of Derek Broadbent. It's music inspired by the writings of Alexandre Dumas this week. The Lost Sword. You're listening to The Lost Chord. The Three Musketeers may not have caught much musical traction, but Dumas did inspire a number of major composers, including some interesting song settings by both Berlioz and Liszt. We're going to go with arguably the more ambitious of the two, although they're both pretty striking, a setting by Liszt of Dumas' poem Jeanne d'Arc au Boucher, Joan of Arc at the Stake. Each of the three stanzas ends with the refrain, I am to go to the stake, and yet I saved France. Here's Hildegard Behrens with Cord Garbin at the keyboard. Music dating from 1874 by Franz Liszt. Jeanne d'Arc au boucher, Joan of Arc at the stake. The text was by Alexandre Dumas. There's also an orchestral version of the piece. Neither is very often heard. Finally this week, ballet music by Camille Saint-Saëns from his opera Ascanio. The libretto was by Louis Gayet, which was based on a play, Benvenuto Cellini, by Paul Maurice, which in turn was based on an 1843 novel by Dumas. The opera was given its premiere in Paris in 1890. The third act features a divertissement of 12 dances to illustrate a fête at the Palace of Fontainebleau. We'll hear a few selections from this ballet music from Ascanio. Orchestra Victoria is conducted by Guillaume Tournier. Thank you.
Thank you.
given its first performance in 1890. That was ballet music from Ascanio, a grand opera in five acts by Camille Saint-Saëns, after the historical novel of Alexandre Dumas. Ascanio the assistant of Benvenuto Cellini, the opera set at the Palace of Fontainebleau. In this recording, Orchestra Victoria was conducted by Guillaume Tournier. Of course, the most famous ballet inspired by Dumas was The Nutcracker, really Dumas' translation of the original story by E.T.A. Hoffmann. Dumas' writings are so successful at firing the reader's imagination, you'd think they would have inspired more music. There doesn't seem to be all that much, though there's certainly enough for a diverse hour of forgotten music. The Lost Sword. I'm Ross Amico. Thanks very much for joining me for this week's edition of The Lost Chord. Support for this program has been provided in part by a grant from the Frank and Lydia Bergen Foundation and by the listener members of the Classical Network. It's listeners just like you who make The Lost Chord possible. Visit our website at wwfm.org and click on Donate/Renew. Thank you for supporting the Classical Network.